on you for a dogim. So of course another kash on him. How could you tell me that a dog tome has no eggs at all? I think it's a bryce in Mechorus that says that simonim of a dog, the simonim or the beitzim of a dog is just like regular beitzim. Mashmi, there are dog dogim tomeim that give off eggs, and therefore you do have to check them out. So it's a kash on him. The Mor says, "Lav terutzim mitaratz law." Don't you have to answer this anyway? The way we said a song about kinimucha, a song where it was melted down. So I tell you, learn like this: Kav simone kirve dogim. The way Rav Deister would learn, the Breisler meant the same simonim v'ra to the intestine, the inside of fish. Where do we have this? Where do we find simonim by the insides of the fish to just tell whether these insides come from a dog tor or not? So tell you yes, be simonim kirve dogim, shiye kad v'chad. Like really, yeah, this is part of the question. What type of intestines, what part of the fish inside have such a simon that aver is round on one side and sharp on the other side? Someone says yes. Mishkachas lo bishofucha. You find that by the shofucha, some say that means the bladder. Some reason if you want to eat the bladder of a fish, so the bladder of the fish has this simon, that one side it's round and one side is more pointed like your egg. So if you ever find the bladder of a fish that you want to use, so if you have these simonim, it'll be kosher. That's the way Rav Destoy will learn Pshat the Brayos and Becharis. Now, in Ein Shom Mum Chamai, what's going to be if you want to buy fish now, you want to buy the brine of the fish, and you don't know where it came from. So, how could you buy it? In Ein Shom Mum Chamai, there's no Mum Charam, no Big Talmud Chacham, and no Dalocha, Rashi says, Kishinimucha Yehubrin, Kiboylo. Again, when the eggs were melted down, that you cannot look at the simonim. So you want to buy them, so it says you have to buy from a mumcha. What's going to be if there's no mumcha? Samar Rav Yehuda, kivan d'yomar ani malachtim mutarim. If the guy tells you, listen, I caught this fish, and I salted the fish, and I took these eggs out of the fish, you could believe him. Rashi says, ani malachtim means ha-dogim v'ri'isi she-dogim terim. Even though it's a guy, I tell you that I saw this fish when it was complete, and I saw the skins and I saw the scales and the fins on them. And I'm telling you, from this fish, I myself took out the roe. I took out the eggs. So you have a right to believe him. It's not enough. He just says, "Ani malachtem, I work with it." But rather, you have to be there that the guy has to tell you, show you the big fish. He has to tell you, "Achiyomer elu dogim." These are the fish that I took it out from. And v'elu kribayim, Rashi says, ad elu dogim, shiir ulo yadogim, he has to show you the fish himself. Avol b'ani malachtim lem hemna, t'shem lebokim hem, if it just tells you, I salted it, I took it out, on that we cannot trust him. The guy has to show us the fish clearly that he took it out from. Oyver lay Rav Yehuda liyad adaylo, kivun diyom ani malachtim utarim. He taught him that the locker is, as long as he said, I work with the fish, you could believe him. And that's even though the locker is brought down Aleph here, I think the locker is with more machm here. And we say that we cannot trust a guy if he just tells you this fish came from Dogim Tarim, but he has to show you the fish itself. He has to show you where he's taking this fish. Again, if you go to a Gaisha fish store that sells both type of fish, and you tell him, please give me a flounder, so it's not enough just to come back when it's filleted, but you have to see the way he took out the flounder from the water and he's filleting this fish. A big shaila was, once upon a time, that a big shaila about tuna fish. The shaila is, according to Moshe Rav Tendla, once asked Rav Moshe Shaul and Tshuva, that about these factories where they sell fish, so Rav Moshe wrote him back, you have to have a mashkiach tmidi. You have to have a mashkiach there the whole time. Because since when they go fishing, they catch a lot of fish at one time. So the razicha tmeim, dogim tmeim mixed up. So you have to now trust the guy that he's only taken out the dogim tmeim, and he's not mixing in some dogim tmeim. So mashal mechab, we pass on the chumra here, that we do not just trust the guy that he worked with the fish, but he has to show us clearly the fish that he used. So therefore, if you just buy fish, the shalom then about tuna fish, if you buy tuna fish, a lot of tuna fish, they do not have the OU did not have a mashkiach tmidi there. There's not a person there the whole time when they're working with the fish to make sure a dark tummy is not mixed in. They just know that this factory uses tuna fish, it's okay. So some made a tumul that you shouldn't be able to use tuna fish unless you have mamash or mashkiach tmidi there, which is very not common to find. But really, later on they explain not like that. That tuna fish is a little bit different. They were talking about where the goyim sell both type of fish. And he could just as well take a dark tummy as a dark tor. So to Shalom to believe him, did he only take the doctor? There to Shalom, maybe we don't believe him. Since there's no difference to him, he could mix in a doctor. But now by tuna fish, where they have a whole system where they're only allowed to sell tuna fish, and the government is there checking them, and they have mamish people there, pekiyim, that are there to check and make sure only tuna fish comes through the system. If any other dolphin, any other fish would come in, the alpi law, they have to throw it away. And they have special people there that the whole job is just to check it out. Not a Jew, not a mashkiach committee, but the government has people there that's their job, to make sure that only tuna goes through and not dog tummy, so that most people are mekel. That's not the shalom the Gemara. Here the shalom the Gemara is that the guy has no reason to give you like Torah tummy. It doesn't make a difference to him, only because you're asking it for him. So then there's a shalom you can believe him or not. But when now the whole plant is made, and there's hakpada, dafka, to give you tuna, and they're not allowed to give you any other fish, they have to throw it away, it's much more mekel. Here the chuli could be samech on the LU that these tuna fish only have tuna and no other fish. Then the Mishnah says, v'yola shochiltis. If you buy the leaf of the sharp onion, some type of sharp vegetable, it's okay. Mavshit, of course, why not? The only shal of the chiltis itself was the goyim cut it with their knives, and it's nice in town, the shvach. But the ola, they don't cut with knives, they just pull it off. So pshit you could buy the leaf of an onion. Lenitzuch elo lekartin shaboy, even if you find some pieces of the vegetable on the leaf. Ma'adotem, I would have thought to say, ne'echis du m'maisim arubay, you know where these pieces came from the vegetable itself that the grain cut with their knives, and it got mixed up with the leaf, so maybe it should be treif. K'marshmula no, da'i ishtiruke hid ishtiruke v'yoseh bador. It like fell down by itself on the vegetable. Rashi says, minolot, or even more than the minolot. This is pieces from the leaf itself that fell down. L'kliyatzman ishtiruke mishmishamit. That if you're just buying now the leaves of this vegetable, you don't have to be afraid at all that they sliced it with a knife. But anything you find, it was only the leaf that fell off by itself. That's the Kiddush. Then the Mishnah says, v'zeisig luskoye samulgolim. If you have round olives, after they put it through the press, that's muta. V'timar pshita. L'nitzcha akol pi derofi. Do we know these olives are very, very soft now? Says, so, madotem, I would have thought to say, chamer romibu, that they added some wine, that's what made it so soft. Kamash mulano, hani machmas mishcha hev hu derofi. Since it had a lot of oil inside it, that's why these olives are soft. But just the fact you have soft olives, you don't have to be afraid that they added wine, yai nesach, to make it soft. That's the Kiddush. However, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Shalchin Asurin. But if the olives are very, very soft, then Rabbi Yossi says they're also, you have to be afraid they mixed wine into it. Heichi domi Shalchin, what's the case of Shalchin? Om Rabbi Yossi Bachanino, kol she'oichsoi v'yodoi. If you just pick up this olive, the garinosa nishmetis, and by itself, the pit falls out. In other words, it's so soft, this olive, then we have to be afraid they added wine to it to make it so soft. Ha'chagogim aboy. Then the Mishnah says, you buy your grasshoppers. So it depends, if the barrels are open, then it's also. But if it comes from stacked barrels from the warehouse, then it's okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'chagogim grasshoppers v'akafrisin. This type of vegetable, v'akafnutois, ha'boyim inoitza. These type of vegetables, if they come from the warehouse, or mina hefsek, also warehouse, the place they store things, or mina svino, or right off the ship, mutar, then it's mutar. We're not afraid the goyim added any wine to these things. Because if you add wine, it won't stay, and we can't preserve it that way. So therefore, if it comes from a warehouse, or from off the ship, for sure that they're not add wine yet. But hanim korim, dikatluza, things that are sold in the shuk, in the marketplace, lefnechen voni, that they leave the barrel out in front of the store, then asurim, it's also to buy these things from the goyim. Lefnei shemazalef yayin aleim, because they pour wine on top of them. That's what the Mishnah means. These chagovim, if you buy it from the open barrels, you have to be afraid they poured wine on it. If you buy them in a hefsik, Rashi says it means Mokam Kinusan Shenoitzrin Shom. The place you store them, you put them away, it stays there a long time. On this they would not add a wine. V'chein, the same halacha is Yain Kapuchim Shtat Gchavim. Apple juice from a guy of the Gchavim. Saboyim Min Oitzer, it comes from the warehouse, from the Hefzik, the place they store the barrels. Or Min Aslula, from a closed barrel, Mutarim. That's okay. But Hanimka Bekluza, if you have this apple juice that's sold in the marketplace, also, why? If they Shemarvim Bayayim, because they mix in wine into this apple juice, you have to be afraid for it, therefore it's also to buy it without a clear Hashkafa. Tana Rabbanan, words like this. Pamachas, it once happened that Chosh Rebbe B'meyev. Rebbe had a stomach ache, it was bothering him. Chosh Rebbe B'meyev. Somebody said like this. Klum Yeshodim Shedeya Yayin Tapuch Shadik Chavim Osra Mutta. As Rebbe heard that the remedy for a bad stomach is to take apple juice. So Rebbe wanted to know, does anybody know, can I buy apple juice off of Goyanat? Like he had no Jewish apple juice. So he wanted to buy Hagayish apple juice. So he asked around, does anybody know, is it Mutter or Asa? They said in front of him, Omulafon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, you should know that Pamachas once happened that Chosh Abba B'meyev, my father once had intestines problems, B'meyev inside. The Vilo Yayin Tapuchim, and they brought him beautiful apple juice, Shalavik Chavim, Shalayin Shona, that was 70 years old. There was it was stored away, so the short smutta. The Shostan, he drank it. The Nisraptan, he became well. It was a good remedy. Somele said to him, Kolka Choye B'yodcho V'yatim Mitzareni, that you knew this so long, you didn't come and tell me. You knew I had stomach problems. You should have come and told me this early, that this is a remedy for my problems. So Bodkos Rebbe went out to check. Omotsu, he found, Oyvik Chav Mechad, one guy, Shoyeloi Sholoi Shmeyaz Garva Yayin Shetavuchim, Mamish, 300 barrels of apple juice, Shalayin Shana, that was stored away for 70 years already. The Shosan Rebbe drank this apple juice, finished it up, and he got well. Omris, he said, Baruch HaMokom, Shemosar Olam HaLashemim. He gave over his world to Shemim, means that this apple juice was watched for me for 70 years, that now it could cure me. So he gave a shvach, he praised Hashem.
This apple juice was in the news this week.
And then I call upon this is a halacha really. Anytime you take medicine, you lose. Brought down halacha. Whenever you take medicine, there's a bracha to say, it's supposed to thank Hashem for the medicine. I give a bracha that the medicine should help. Then the Mishnah ended up with chayim l'truma. The same halacha applies to truma, whether you buy a barrel open or a barrel closed. What does it mean, chayim l'truma? Amar Rav Sheshes. L'chayim l'kayim. Ha'chosh limcha truma l'shem chulin. Kahanim Amol have a lot of truma. They get stocked up with truma and they can't eat it. And they want to sell it. But they know if they sell it for truma, who could buy it? Only another crane. It's not worth too much. So they want to do, if they're choshed, if they're reshoyim, they'll sell it to people, but terrorists, chulin. They'll tell people, listen, I have a barrel of apples here. Who wants to buy them? So if you have such a crane, you have to be careful. So halacha is like this. If he has an open barrel in front of him, then you have to be afraid it's from truma, and he's selling it to you, but teres chulin, stay away from him. If you see the kohen now bring it out of the warehouse, the place where he stores away his barrels, from a closed barrel, then you're allowed to buy it from the kohen. Why? Because then the kohen is going to be afraid to start a new fresh barrel, a whole barrel, and to make and sell it to Teres Chulin. Sovra will say like this to himself, they're going to find out what I'm doing. They're going to ruin my whole warehouse. They're going to ruin my whole stock here. Therefore, if it comes from the stock, he's careful to be careful. It's only when he already sold most of the barrel, there's only a small amount left over. If they can do, they can't do anything to me anyway. My last stock, I'll sell this last barrel to Teres Chulin. So the same halacha like the Mishnah, from an open barrel you have to watch out, from a closed barrel it's okay. How do halacha ein mamidin? As the Mishnah says, kol hatzlamim asurim, any statue that you find is also, it's even also bahanor, Rashi says, because we have to be afraid maybe the goyim worshipped it. And that's the halacha, anytime a goy worships something, that becomes also bahanor. We'll see later on the psukim we will learn it out from. So here it says, if you just find a statue, we're not sure whether the goyim worshipped it or not. So Ramea says, "Kol atzlamim asurim." Why? If Nei Shein Nevodim Pamachas Pashonah Divir Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir knows for sure, at least in his town, that they used to worship the statues once a year. So I don't care if it was once in a lifetime. But as long as the Goyim worshipped that statue, they made it into the Avodah Zarah. If we do not see that they were Mavakal the Avodah Zarah, it still remains Asav Hanor. So if a Jew found the statue now, he has to know it's Asav Hanor. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Ena Yasa statue is only Yasa Elakol Shiesh Biyodai. Only if in the hand of the statue it has Makal, he's holding a stick, or a tzipor or a bird, like Kader or a bull. We'll see in the Gemara, these things show as if he rules over the world. He's the ruler. Then it's a Svara, the Goyim worshipped it. But if not, we'll say that Selim is only for beauty. If you have no proof to say they worship it, it's Mutabano. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel line there, of course, Sheyesh Biyodai Kol Dover. He like argues on Rabbi Meir, but in Mil Shita. You don't only need a Makil or a Tzipor, but anything that the statue is holding, that's the proof that it was not by the Zerah they worshipped him. But if he's holding nothing, then he would argue on Rabbi Meir to say that's not a Navoy Dezer. Now the Gemara says. Gemara says, I dinevodim pamachas b'shono my time with the Rabbanon. Because Rabbi Meir says a statement that he knew that they worshipped it once a year. Now the Racham did not say they do not worship it. He only said, any Yosef, it's only Yosef if it's holding something. So the question is why? Mashma the Rabbanon agree that the Goyim worship the statues once a year. So what does he say? What does the Chum say? It's mutabanor only if he's holding a stick. So it starts like this. The cases are like this. Bim Koimish, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir's own hometown where he lived. True. In his little village, there the Goyim used to worship the statues once a year. Now in that village, everybody would agree the statues are Asav Hanor, because the Goyim really worship them. The question is the rest of the world. So, Rabbi Meir, the Chayish Lemute, Rabbi Meir Shitur is, he's Chayish Lemute, from minority. So, Gozer makes a Gzera, Shar Mekhaimais, Otawaisim Mokom. The rest of the world, he says, any statue you find, you cannot have Hanor from the statues. Because you have to be afraid that if people have enjoyment from those statues, they'll also come to have enjoyment from the statues in my city. And in my city, for sure, it's Asav Hanor. So he makes a Gzera with the rest of the world, Otto my Mokim. He makes a Gzera. So with the Rabbanon, all the statues are Asav. For Rabbanon, they hold no. They don't make such a Gzera. They're not Chayish for the Mi'at, the minority of the world. Therefore, like Gozru, Shar Mokimus Otto Weissu Mokim. They do not make a Gzera on the rest of the world. In other words, in Rav Meir's town, even the Rabbanon would agree the statues are Asav Hanor. Just the rest of the world that we do not know for sure they worship them at all, we'll soon see what the case is, therefore they are smut. Now, Omer Rav Yudu Amar Shmuel, the Andarati Shamlochem Shaninu, that the Mishnah Rashi Shitur is, that the Rav Meir said it's also Banor, that they worship them once a year, you should know it's only talking about a statue of the king. Andarati Shamlochem Shaninu. Rashi says, because that was the minig, Kishamelech Meis, when the king died, Oysin Surosti the Pesach Hashar, the Zikaron, used to make a statue of him to remember him. So there Rav Meir said this also, since it's a chosh of a thing, they loved the king, they loved him, they'll bow down, they'll worship him now. And the added to this is, Omar Rava Barbachonam Rav Yechanan, Uvoim Dima Pesach Medina Shninu. A second tonight, we're talking about that first of all, it's only a statue of a king, and also it's talking about we're standing on the Pesach, the entrance to the Medina. So look at the Kasha, the Rashi learns in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Lashon is Kol Hatzlava Masurim. All the statues are also. And now we're coming out, it's not all the statues. It's only the king's statue, and only where it's Pesach of Medina. Tosfos argues in Rashi, Tosfos learns that this means Vakeh to Hetter of the Chachamim. When the Chachamim says Smuta, only in these cases is Smuta. Only by the king and by the Pesach of Medina, then for sure they made it Lenoi just for beauty. That was the meaning. But another... The Rashi Shitu is no, that the Mishnah is Kol HaTzlamin means that, in Morris saying now, when is it also by law of Meir, only was the statue of a king, and it's our Pesach Medina. Yeah. And again, so he says, no, the opposite, that's what the Chum says, Smuta, and all cases are also otherwise.